Kuf Tzadik Vav, we're up to Sif Yud. And actually, we learned pretty much Sif Yud. We left over a Tiskei Tshuva to still learn. Let's just review Sif Yud. Sif Yud and Yud Aleph are, I guess, in a sense, main simonim here. Main seifim here. Sif Yud, the Mechaber said that the 7 days have to be Ritzufim. And if she sees Dam, she needs a new 7 days. And the Ramah brought the Shiloh being Taila a Kesem. Normally, during the month with Taila Ksamim, one of the five kulas of Ksamim is that with Toilet, if it could possibly come from another source, even if it's not probable with Taila. So the Ramah said that in the first 3 days of the Shivanikiyim, we're not going to be Taila. Although we said that the kula of a kesem smaller than a gris applies even during the first 3 days of the Shivanikiyim. At the end, at the last page of Sif Yud spans 3 pages in the regular print of the Shulchan Aruch. In the last page, the Ramah said, "Hu adinim hayala makib begufa v'yayda shamaytzi dam." The Ramah said that if it's a maka sheyadua v'yodah shamaytzi dam, a maka that we know causes bleeding, either because the doctor said that he saw that it's a bleeding maka, or the doctor knows medically that this type of thing bleeds. I mentioned Ramesh's tshuva that if she goes to the doctor and he does some type of a procedure and he tells him beforehand that this is going to bleed, that's called a maka, that's yodah shamaytzi dam. So the Ramah is makel that you're allowed to be Taila.
But the next day, how do you know it's not from the new place? How do you know it's from the next day?
So the idea appears to be that once she has Efsik Tahara, she's not bleeding. So now, if I know that, we're talking about Ksamim, which are Drabanan, and we have a Kesem, which is a Drabanan, so anytime you can be telling something else, Chazal were on Geyser. If it would be a Bedika, would Taka be a Shal of a Dairais, it would be a problem. But a Kesem, that would make.
Once you find a cyst,
you find a cyst. Right. Once you find any other cyst. Now the Shach in his Arichus here argues, the Shach is Marich not to be Mekel on Ksamim the first 3 days, even if it's Yedah Shamaytzi Dam, because he says, well, only Mekel if it's EF Shalali Tahere Lomis. If it's something that's a chronic condition, and she's going to have problems becoming tar at all, so only then is the Shach agreed to be Mekel. However, the Teres HaShlomim on the bottom is of Katan Yudalid. And most of the Achrayim after him are Neman the Kula of the Ramah, even though the Teshach argues, the Taz a bit argues also, not as Chomer as Teshach, but at any rate, generally speaking, the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, Teres HaShlomim are Mekel in this Inyan, and therefore the Eitzah that we tell people to do is to wear colored, even though it's a Shivanikim, you're supposed to wear white. But any time, if you're going to have a stain, you're going to end up being Taila and Amaka anyway, it doesn't make any sense to wear white. The whole person wearing white is to be able to catch a Kesem. So here, if you're going to get a Kesem, you're going to be Taila. So the Eitzah is not to wear white undergarments during the Shivanikim as such a woman. And therefore, it certainly can be Mekel, because on the other Gzeiris of Ksamim, they were not Machmer.
In other words, if somebody goes to the doctor, he should wear a kashrus.
That's right. If a woman goes to the doctor for a procedure, normally Bas Yisrael doesn't want to have these procedures during the day she's clean, because she doesn't want to have problems. See, normally you go during those days that you tell me anyway. So if somebody finds himself in such a situation, the Eitzah would be to wear colored undergarments, because even if you find a maki, you'll be toilet, a kesem be toilet, so therefore, why get into a machlaikis, and you might as well wear color. So, now there's one last inyan here in Pisrei Tshuva Yudalid. I don't say it comes up, but it's nevertheless a bit of a fascinating dispute between the Shari Ephraim, Ephraim Salma Golias, and his brother. In Sifkot and Yudalid, the first part talks about something else. The first part of Pesachei Tshuva Yudalid is not the part that I wanted to point out about here. Five, 6 lines down. Ayin B'Tshuva is Beis Ephraim. So Ephraim Zalman Magolius was from the Gedolei HaPoskim in his generation, also a very wealthy man. I like to say over, I once read, he wrote three svarim that are independent. The Shari Ephraim, which is on Hilchus Beis HaKnesses and Kriyas HaTorah, Beis Ephraim, which is his Truvis, and then there's the Yad Ephraim, which are his Hagois on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. You see the Yad Ephraim, some prints have a little hand in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. You know, since you have a star, so it says Yad Ephraim, Yad means hand, so you have a little picture of a finger in the Magen Avraham, and it's the Yad Ephraim on the side to tell you to look at the Yad Ephraim. It's very cute. He was a very wealthy man, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Magolias, and his Tshuvas Beis Ephraim are famous for being gigantic Tshuvas. Like in the time you can finish a Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, you can make a Siyam on a Masechta instead, you know, like it's gigantic Tshuvas. So the story is told about a collector who came to his house, and he gave him a donation. So the collector was apparently not happy with it. So he looked around at his big fancy house, and he said, Yetz Vashteich, as the Beis Ephraim is as like rice, and the Yad Ephraim is as like claim. The Beis Ephraim is gigantic Jews, the Yad Ephraim is true small guys. So the story ends that he liked that response, and he donated more. At any rate, what?
Like a Bible card would say.
Yeah. Okay. So the here the Beis Ephraim brings an interesting dispute. Now here you have a typical case where you could break your head over figuring out a Pesachei Tshuva, and there's one Toras HaTfus, there's one word missing. And without it, you can break your head. You can never figure out what this is talking about. Here in the Shaila, it goes, "I am b'tshuva space Ephraim chelik yaradei simim memhei b'isha shevsika b'taira, a woman who made a hefsik taira u'v'isha hoisa baderech, and because she was traveling, poshta chaluka, she took off her clothing, her beged." Now, if you read it that way, you'll never figure out the tshuva. It's Loi Poshta Chaluka, it should say. Which changes it dramatically. Because what was the whole Shaila? The whole Shaila here is the following. It's an interesting Shaila. We talk about being Taila and Amaka Hamaitzi Dam. This woman was traveling. She didn't have a change of clothing. So she didn't change her garments. She was wearing the same baguette from when she was bleeding, from the time of the month that she was flowing Dam. And now she made a Hefsik Tara. And she continued to wear that baguette. Eventually, when she got home, she found the kesem on the baguette. What's the shaila? Could she be taila? We said you could be taila in a makah hamulzik lohitzidam. Well, she was wearing these begadim during the 5 days that she was bleeding. So she wants to be taila in herself, in her days that she was flowing in the earlier days. So here you have a shaila whether she could be toilet in her own time that she was flowing down. So it's interesting. So again, it should be loy pashta chaluka. You don't have, what do you have in yours? You don't have loy pashta in the fixed ones, okay? Oh, you do? It says loy? Very good. Okay, I have to look it up to figure it out. Okay. And anyway, loy pashta chaluka. She did bedikas, presumably she did whatever she was supposed to do. So the shaila is ubiyam shishi lesvarasa basal abesa. The 6th day of Shiva Nikim, she comes home umotza al chaluka dam michayla litloi shadam and nimsa whom he may nida. Could you be taila from the days that she was bleeding?
And she never checked the bag of during the
rest. Yeah, maybe it wasn't an undergarment. Our undergarments are tight; they didn't have elastic, so it could be it was on her outer garment, on her nightgown. Because of Sha'achiv HaRav Meduvna, see, apparently the Beis Ephraim had a brother who was the Rav in the city of Duvna. Sidei Lahach Mir Lefidas Hashach. Degam b'makashomai tzidame netel b'gim yom rishayim. He's based himself on the shach. Who's machmir? Im kain and nitla b'may nidas akarchal shaya aleha gam b'gim yom rishayim. So here, if she, it's a funny svara, like she finds the kesem on the sixth day. If the kesem came today or yesterday, you're allowed to be taila. If the kesem came from the first 3 days, so you can't be taila. So he says, why do you want to be taila that it came during the 5 days she was bleeding? If so, she had the kesem on the first 3 days. If she had it the first 3 days, she can't be taila in the bleeding. That's funny, because she found the kesem in the sixth day. The sixth day, you're allowed to be taila in the day she was bleeding. What's happening? She found the sixth day, so she's allowed to be taila the day she was bleeding. So he tainis, his brother tainis, what do you mean? If the kesem came in the day she was bleeding, the kesem was there the first 3 days. And the first 3 days, you're not allowed to be taila in a dama, mokzik laitzi dam. What's wrong with that svara? The only reason you're saying it was there the first 3 days is because it came from Damni Dasa. But if it came from Damni Dasa, then she's tar. You know, you're not allowed to be tiling it. But the only reason you're saying it was there the first 3 days is because it did come from Damni Dasa, because it came before. So Vahuzal Halalahakal, the Gamma Makasha Maitzi Dam is Tavalahakal, the little ice remained in Dasa. Or Diftfame Makasha Magufam, Koshing Shedua Shavok Samam Alakalok. So it's an interesting need. What?
You see, in this case, you don't have to check every day.
She didn't check every day. Like I said, maybe it was on a nightgown. I don't know exactly what it was. They didn't have tight elastic like we have. So it could be it was an under nightgown. But she should say the truth is she should have checked. I don't know. She made bedikas. But every woman who makes bedikas in the Shiva Nikiyim.
No, she's lucky. She, the bedikas were good.
You see, the argument is if Chazal made a takana that you have to wear white, in those days you should have to check. When we said she puts on white, the lasha was, remember, the Bechabi didn't even say the word white. He just says, Tilbish chaluk habodikla. She put on a chaluk habodikla. Now, this woman obviously didn't do it, because then she would know that it's not from before. So at any rate, in the lumdus of it, it's a little of a twisted thing because she found it on the sixth day. She could be taila. If she's taila, it was there the first 3 days. But the only reason you're saying it was there the first 3 days is because it came from Damni Dasa. A little strange to say that you can't be taila. So this was their machlaikis. The brackets at the end, the Shusham Sefer brings something, and maybe some doctor here knows what it is. I am Joseph Seifer. This Isha should be made. Nikim Shalah, he gave a vest, Eirik Zahav, Gilden Adder. The golden Adder is a vein, or an artery. I don't know. It's some. I don't know what it means.
Veins.
What?
Udren
are veins. So I don't know. There seems to have been some medical condition that during the Nikim came a certain medical condition. Malacha Bidam, he likewise. Could you be Thailand in the golden Adder? I don't know what the golden order is. No idea. I don't know. What? Eirik Hazav. I have no idea what it is. So he talks about being toilet. Okay. Anyway, that's Sifyud. So what we have done, what? Hemorrhoids. But it's a time of the month. The Gia vest. So what is he calling a vest? Eirik Zav. Vest sounds like it comes at a certain time.
It looks like something that comes at a set time.
Yeah, something that comes at a set time. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, so I'm not sure. He writes that b'yomim mu'atim yavru hadam mishol Eirik Zav. It's something that passes after a few days. So I have such a time, so maybe she wait till it passes. That's the shaila. So it seems to have been some type of period that wasn't related. I have no idea what it could have been. What? I think I looked at Sifyur. He doesn't bring anything. There's nothing on Sifyur.
She has a makkah. She doesn't
do bedikah
3 days. The first 3 days.
She has to do bedikah. It's ma'akiv. If it's going to be bad, so she's stuck. That's what we said. She has to do bedikah the first day of the Sabbath. She has to do all three. She has a marker. This is all for Ksamim. This is not for for Bdikas. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. So in a strange way, we dealt with the seven, and now we deal with the five. Every Chasam Kala learned during the Tarsa Mishpacha lessons that you need five and seven. So why we had the seven is what we dealt with in the first 10 Sifim. Sif Yud Aleph, we deal with the five. So I mentioned to you what I mentioned when we started the Siman, that there's a misconception, maybe it's deliberate, I don't know, not when you learn a Chas and Kala in the beginning, not to get into the technical pratim. But the reason for the five is not the reason that Amar Dabar that people say. People think you need 5 days because it's typical for women to bleed for 5 days when they get their period. That's definitely not the reason. The reason you need 5 days is because of something called Plita Shichva Zera, which is what this Sif is about. And I have to explain exactly what this means. We all know that a man who's Maitzi Zera is a Balkeri. He has to go to a mikveh. It has nothing to do with Hilchas Nida. It's a separate halacha of a Balkeri. Agav, I had found this week, you know, it gets me, all these people, the Mekubalim, that are reading Zayars. I forgot to bring it here, a Ma'arvish Shemesh and Parshas Emor, writes, all those who learn Zayar and are not Zayar in Tfilas Ezra, when they're Bali Keri, it's Nishapach Etzlam Leminus, Vapikursis, and they become Apikursim, and Kabbalah B'yadeinu, that's where the Kat Shaptei Tzvi came from. They learn Kabbalah without being Zayar and going to the mikveh. So that's what we see. We see there are people here in Flatbush. People come to them and they give them all kinds of Kabbalistic ideas, and it just causes all kinds of problems. So, all right, that's an aside. Anyway, back to here. What does Shichva Zera have to do with Hilchas Nida? So the answer is the following: I mean, it has nothing to do. What a man is Maitzi Zera, so he has to go to the mikveh. He's a Balkeri. That's a separate halacha. A woman after Bia, when she's Peleta Shichva Zera, when the Shichva Zera leaves her guf, Mina Torah, she has a din of a Balkeri, just like a man who's Maitzi Shichva Zera. A woman after Bia, the Shichva Zera comes out, she too has a din of a Balkeri. So she has a din of going to the mikveh. That has nothing to do with Hilchas Nida. Before comes out, nothing. She's not Tamei. She's not Tamei, no. Now, we have a Kabbalah that Shichva Zera only is kailate, the Shichva Zera is only, the sperm is only alive for 72 hours, for 3 days. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, we have a Sefer Shabbos, that Shichva Zera for 72 hours is a Dover, has a Din Shichva Zera. What does that have to do with Hilchas Nida? Nida, there's a Zava min Atayra, Nida min Rabbana, need Shiva Nikiyim, 7 clean days. So we understand that if she's Pelet Shichva Zera, that day is not a clean day. Now it doesn't mean that she's a Nida from that. It just means it's not called a day that's Naki. If, let's say, a woman counts Shiva Nikiyim, day one, she's not Pelet Shichva Zera. Day two, she is. So day two is not a clean day, but it's not Saisa day one. Day one's a clean day. And it's only Allah in Pelet Shichva Zera, it's exactly a custom. So it's not considered to be one of the Shiva Nikiyim. She's Peleta Shichva Zera. Now, here, let's figure out the math of how to do this. We know that in general, we say Eino Nubikiyim. In general, one of the chumris of the Dairis Achrayim is that we don't say, let the woman check if she's Peleta Shichva Zera. As long as it's possible that she's Peleta Shichva Zera, we don't let her count one of the Shiva Nikiyim. That means the following: that she's ready to count Shiva Nikiyim if it's possible that there was Tashmish. So let's say a woman, she sees Dam on Sunday morning. She's Dam on Sunday morning and she clears up that day, so she wants to start Shiva Nikiyim right away. Why should she wait 5 days? She wants to start Sunday night. She wants to start Shiva Nikiyim. So we tell her, one second. Let's say last night at midnight, she had Bia. And this morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, she had dam. So we tell her, you can't start tonight because you might be Pilot Shechvazera. For how long might she be Pilot Shechvazera? Well, from midnight Matzah Shabbos to midnight Sunday night, midnight Monday night, midnight Tuesday night. Right? So 24 is till Sunday, 48 is till Monday, and 72 is till Tuesday night, which is Wednesday. That means that from her bia, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday cannot be days that will be considered to be a clean day. So that any bia could cause up to 4 days, 72 hours spread over 4 days. Now, an example I just gave, she'll only lose 3 days because she bled on Sunday. She wants to count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she loses those days. However, it's possible for this to happen, that she had bia an hour before Shkia. And then she saw dam a half hour before Shkia. And she wants to have Sitara and start counting Sunday as day number one. The 72 hours could span, depending on how the clock changes, could span up to 4 days. Since the 72 hours could span up to 4 days, we don't allow... we have the minig of 4 days before the seven. Four and seven. Now that's all the Mechaber brings. He doesn't bring anything about five. He brings four and seven. They keep four, seven, or five and seven. But five. All right. So it's the old rule that... What?
Some people keep four.
Okay. So the Mechaber only brings four and seven. Now wait a second. I was talking with she was Shimsha. What happened? She didn't have Tashmish. She applied it. She didn't have Tashmish 2 days before. It would seem that there's no reason to be Machmir. And from the Mechaber, it sounds that way. So we have a reason to keep four and seven. The Ramah will add five and seven. We'll see why in the Ramah. And the Ramah will add a minig, afilu loy shimsha. We're still going to be Machmir as a loy plug. So it's an incredible chumrah, agabi chumrah, agabi chumrah. In other words, really, she should be able to check if she's Pilot Zara. We say, we don't know how to check. Really, it should be a maximum of 4 days. We add a fifth day, the reason we'll see in a minute. Really, it should only be Shimsha, and not Loi Shimsha. So we're Machmer, either Loi Shimsha or Tu Shimsha. This is what we're going to learn now. Well, first, let's learn what it says. By a zavat stayraisa, mit rabbanan we machmer afilu reis tipis davke chardol. She needs shivin the kiyum like a zavat. Okay, sometimes she will be a zavat, sometimes she won't. Right. That makes a zavat. It depends which time in a month, right? The Yud Alf Yom, she may need a Lanita. There are 11 days a month where if she bleeds, it's Dam Ziva. Right? The Yud Alf Yom, she may need a Lanita. Okay, anyway, this is the background. Let's learn what it says and then discuss. This is obviously an extraordinary Chumrah. And first let's learn what it says and then we'll discuss it. So let's follow the Mechaber. Hapilete Shechvazera. Now you have to remember, the Mechaber is talking about someone who was. She sees she's Pelat Shechvazera, Bimei Svirasa, Imi Toich Vav Oynes Shimusha, if it's within Vav Oynes, which the Shas says means 72 hours, Seisera Seisayayim, she loses that day, Lafika. Hamishameshes Mitasa Varasa Achakachu Paska, she has Tashmish, and then Dam, and then Efsitara, Eina Maschelis Tisbazayin Akim, and she Yavru Aleha Vav Oynes Shleimais, Shema Tiflite. So this is the first Chumra. Maybe she'll be Pilot Zera and she won't realize it. So we're Machmir, even if we don't know that she was Pilot Ki'ilu, we know that she was Pilot Shechvazera. Lefikach, Eina Maschelis Lisvar Ad Yoim Hei. The first 4 days she loses, and she can't count to Shiva Nekiyim until the fifth day, Lashimusha. Good guy. Im Shimsha B'Matzoi Shabbos, she had Tashim B'Matzoi Shabbos. Midnight Matzoi Shabbos, Eina Maschelis Lisvar Ad Yoim Hei. She could be Pilot Shechvazera until Motzei Shabbos till Sunday, till Monday, till Tuesday, which is Wednesday. So then, till Tuesday midnight, she could be pilot, which in the Hebrew calendar is Wednesday. She can't count the first of Shiva the key until Thursday. The Kaimalon ain't Shechva Zerah Masriach at Yavar Olav Sheish Einay Shleimais Meis Leis until it passes six complete Einays Meis Leis. She says Kolaymar Ayin Bei Shois. If Shimshon Motzei Shabbos the Paltel Leil Dalid, if she is Meshamish Motzei Shabbos. And Wednesday night, she's pilot. Kaidem Eshimusha, but Motzei Shabbos before the hour. If Bia was midnight, so she's pilot 11 p.m. Adayni Aymedes B'seich Aida Shishis L'Shimusha B'seiseres El Kachiyim Hey Yerish L'Svirasa. Be Medagdik. The Rama, the Machaber, is not Machmir of Loi Shimsha. He's only Machmir if we know she had Tashmish. Then he's machmir the sheish einus, the 72 hours. And we'll see in a minute why that's very important.
Could have been her baby, could have been halachically also run either way.
So we're going to talk about it.
Who is it, Shalom Kabbatam?
What?
Don't say Shalom Kabbatam in the Shifuzerah?
No. No, Shalom Kabbatam, Dam, we only say on Dam Besulim, where we assume there was Dam. Otherwise, not. Hagah, Vitifsaik, Yom Dalad Leiserev, Yom Heyoy Lelaminyan. According to the Bechaber, you make Hefsek Tara after Wednesday, and Thursday is the first of the Shiva Nikiyah. The Yeshe Kosmu, Nochachumra. Lahamtish Yesh, Lahamtin Oid, Yoim Aleph, Dahainu Shloi Tascha Limnois Ad, Yoim Ashishi. There are those who have a Chumra to wait one more day. Who Yoim Rishon Sifir Ras will be Friday. Why? Why should we wait another day? Now listen to this. Chashinon, Shema Tishamish Bi Yoim Rishon Ben Ashmoshes. Maybe she had Tashmish, it was Bein Hashmoshes. V'tizbar Shehu Yayim. You hear this? She did Tashmish Bein Hashmoshes. She's going to think it was still the previous day. V'afshe Shehu Laila, it's really night. V'taskel Limnos V'yayim HaChamishi, Yatav Sheish Oynes, L'Shimusha. And if she's going to count Sheish Oynes, it'll be with, she'll start on Thursday, it'll be within six Oynes of HaTashmish. Okay, Yashiv, Yashloi Sefai Yem Aleph. The me'ate yef shalavi li deitois chumas adeshin. The chumra of the chumas adeshin says v'chei naigem b'chol medina yseilu v'eng l'shaves. It's an incredible chumra that maybe she was mishamish bein hashmashes, and maybe punked in those minutes 72 hours later she'll be pilot shechazera, and she won't realize it. She'll think it's part of the previous day, and b'meila it's a chumra al gabe chumra. He says yeshna shiv shenogu lahachmer oid. Lahamtin at Shivas Yamin, Vein Tamidavar Vamachma Yachra Mekel Niskar Lahagdim Asmei LaMitzvah. So he says this is a chumra that is not recommended. He says not to do it. The question is why 7 days? So the Taz will have time talks about why that minik Torah started.
The din is over. We have to be Torah. How's that find the Shivas
So Taket doesn't tie in. If it confuses you, you're right. Really, what's a Zava? A Zava is a woman who sees Dam in a unnatural time. We define that. A woman gets her period. Min HaTorah, Anida is 7 days, not Nikiyim. Min HaTorah, she sees Dam. Counts, she completes 7 days. If at the end of the seventh day, she clears up, she goes to the mikvah, and bang, she's mutter. The next 11 days, we call it Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. It's not normal for a woman to see. Women have different periods. Some women have a 30-month cycle, a 30-day cycle, a 60-day cycle, a 20-day cycle. But less than 18 days is Zava. The Gemara says it's an illness. The Pasuk says it's an illness. That it's not normal. To have less than an 18-day cycle is not normal. So those Yud Aleph Yom, if she sees Dam, she falls into Zava Ketana, which is Yom Kenegan Yom, and 3 days Zava is Zava Gedayla. She has to be a carbon. She's Shiva Nikiyim plus a carbon. That's a Zava. Now, the B'nai Yisrael Lachmiru Al Atzman, this really started from the B'nai Yisrael, not from the rabbis. The B'nai Yisrael were Machmir, that whenever they saw Dam, they kept Shiva Nikiyim. There are numerous reasons for this, including the fact that we're not Bekiyim in Dam Nida, like they were in the time of the Gemara, they could look at Dam and see from where it came. When they went out of that Pekiyas, and we're afraid that our calendar of the Yud Aleph Yom might be off. It might be incorrect. Dam we saw, and we were Metame, might really be Tar, which would change the whole cycle. And whatever the reason, the truth is not, that doesn't matter why. If Klal Yisrael was machmir from the time of the Gemara, Reb Zeira made it a chiyuv, that B'dais Yisrael keep any dam, keep shivin the kiyuv, as if she's a zava. Now, what's the din Torah of a zava? We learn from Gzeiras HaKosuv, it's not anything logical, it has nothing to do with a woman's cycle. That if a woman is Pailat Shechva Zera, it's not a Yom Naki. If she goes to a Levaya, Tommy Mace, it's still a Yom Naki. If she's...
There's no Metzias in the Raisa that she should have to wait all day, all day.
What do you mean?
If she sits down one day...
Yes.
She's only...
A Zava, if she becomes a Zava, 3 days. So she saw 3 days.
She can't do Tashmish.
She can't do Tashmish, okay. At any rate, the halacha is that a Pelet HaShechva Zera is she could see Dam 3 days within 25 hours. See, day one, right before Shkia, 24 hours later,
one
and then one more
day. One day.
26 hours
so
she could have.
She
okay. Okay. At any rate, this is the din of Pelet HaShechva Zera. The din of Pelet HaShechva Zera is that she has 4 days, and then 5 days, and we're not finished yet. Or Ramaslaz and other chumra for us. He says v'yesha kasvu, the last few lines. Sha'achshav ain lechalik ben shimshon baila l'loy shimshon. Now we're not mechalik if she had bia, didn't have bia. B'chalisha sharaya filu kesem tzrich lamten hayyamim ad yom sharasavoy v'tipsik leizera v'tispa shivin nekiyim chidayim dinas elu v'ain l'shanis. So this is an incredible pile of chumris. Besides that, we're machmir to consider her a zava, the chumr in the first place. But we have this pile of chumris which turn into the 5 and 7. So the question is, what to do with this? Now, first of all, I want to mention, Ramesha mentions in the tshuva, in the first Yeridaya, that in general, the Rabbanons are as chomor as the deraisa for which the takana was made. Thus, we find that the Chazal were more machmir in the Rabbanans on Isurei Karis. And they were machmir in the Rabbanans on Isurei Lavin. That the chaymer of a Rabbanan is connected to the deraisa for which it's a siyog. And we'll explain in a minute where that's a nafkamina. Here, there are two really major issues in the world of halacha lemaisa in the 5 and 7. In the halachas of 5 and 7. When you can be mekel, when you can't be mekel. One is known as the kulas habach, the bach's kula, which we're going to learn now. And the other is the kulas hashloah, which is brought in the Pesachei Tshuva. So there are two really major kulas in this discussion. And they all have to do, I should say all the bach, and all the discussion of bach comes around the following nidai. The Bach talks about if it wasn't Baila Be'ir before she started bleeding. So it wasn't possible that there was Tashmish. Husband was out of town. Are we going to be Machmi even in such a case? As an extension, the Shach will talk about a Kala before the wedding. Why don't you make a Zera Plita Shechva Zera? She wasn't even married when she got her period. That we should make a Zera. So now we're going to talk about it in the Shach. Now this extends to a kula where she was aser betashmish before she got a period. Let's say she was in Avelus. Aser betashmish. Let's say she bleeds Yom Kippur. She was aser betashmish the whole day. So do we have to be chayshish for such a thing? Today, women sometimes get a measles vaccine where they're told to abstain for a period of time. They shouldn't become pregnant when the vaccine is fresh in their body. It's probably also al pi halacha to be mishamish at that time. It's not. It's something which is causes serious problems. So again, the question is: all these issues we learn now are one theme with many applications. And the theme is this: if before she got a period, she was unable to do tashmish, either al pi din or physically, her husband was out of town. Do we still have to take this pile of chumris into account? So let's learn first the Bach's kula, and then we'll discuss it. This is in Shach Chof, Shach Sif Kot Nechof. We're machmir l'loy shimsha. We're not machalik shimsha l'loy shimsha. Tuloy plug rabbanan gezeira loy shimsha to shimsha. Gazrina shimsha to loy shimsha. Ava gav the shimsha gufa gezeira he. Even though when she's mishamish, it's gezeira otu bein ashmashis. Chashashad bein ashmashis pshutihi. The chashuva rabbanan tuva bekamaduchti trumasadesh. Kosav abach. Biyu. Hainu dafka kishabala biir. Ava kshein baila biir. Yesh lahakol. When it's not baila biir, then we could be meikol. The biyacha tifsik bitahara. Samach lebein hashmashis, timna lamachrasai. Then if it's ein baila bi'ir, she doesn't have to keep not only the five, she doesn't have to keep the four, even four and seven. If it's not baila bi'ir, as soon as she stops bleeding, she can make a hefsik tahara. V'avagav de b'tshuma sadesh ha'mash v'loshen ha'shayla. Now here's an interesting thing. So the loshen of the shayla, the tshuma sadesh and its mash, v'shaya shayla l'achmir, avkashe ein baila bi'ir, Smashra that the shayla was even by ein baila beir, mekabakim loshin atshuva shalei hiska sham lahachmir mashak tzas the bach yesh lokal akal shayla. The bach says that even though from the loshin of the shayla it's mashra one way, from the loshin of the tshuva, so he seems to be saying the shayla held one way. The shayla, the loshin of the shayla was lahachmir ein baila beir, but the loshin atshuva is not mashra that way. That's what the bach says. Vein devar of niroin. Look at the shach. Haloi noida, the hashayla shebetshuvas hadeshen osa mahari balatshuvas atzmai. He made up the tshuvas, the shaylas. They weren't really shaylas and tshuvas. The tshuvas hadeshen made up the shaylas. V'loi sheshalu acherim, k'may b'piskei k'sava, and they're not shaylas he got, as are in the piskei k'sava, which are real shaylas. And therefore, you could make the yukim from the shayla. V'oidim ken amayla poshet midi hashayla zu. In the Shaila, he says, is the same. He came by Bitshuva, who Gab Kane, who Gab Bitshuva, who came. Gab Bitshuva Smarik, Kosav Adosha Machmir, and Afila, Ein Bailei, and Beir, Vechain Aminik Pashim Dinas Elu. So the Pshach argues with the Bach, and he says, you have to be Machmir, even Ein Bailei Beir. Ugedoyla Misu Nayagin. And there's even a bigger chumrah that they're knowing. Shafilu kala ina sefer shivanikiyim adyem helu riyasa. Even a kala counts five and then seven. Avo bisha dainle ba chasal liir. And the chasal not even in town. Av bisha lefidaiti ein lahachmer b'zeh klal. So at least on this, the shach says this is already a bigger chumrah. Like this can be shum paise kadma reachrayim. Only the shach could say that. So like this can be shum paise kadma reachrayim that a kala should be machmer. Still, a woman, even a kala, should keep five and seven. If the choice is you have a chasna date set, and if she's not going to be mekel on the five, she'll have a chuppas nida. The shitz Rambam is that by the wedding, she should be tar. Avagav dan loy medagdinam bahachi, k'mash kosav arav b'avanezah, saif simis amachalav, k'am vadeh hechdev shemetara tveyod, if ken nirali. So we have here at least one kula. The Bach's kula is not masking. It says the loy plug. But on the kula of the kala, so that he's make. That the kala does not keep five and seven. That if she clears up, if she's bleeding, you have no choice. As much, as little as she needs. If she clears up in one day, she's a kesem, it's one in seven. She doesn't need any number. She's shivanikiyim. So here the Dagom Ravava makes a beautiful point. Look at Dagom Ravava on the side. Afilu kala in a seferis, ulei kavanosai, it bothers him, what's the shach talking about? What's he talking about? A kala, if she's 20 years old, she already had her, she became Tomei not 5 days ago. She became Tomei 5 years ago, 7 years ago. She has more than 5 days since she got her period. She never went to the mikvah. So what's the case that the Shach is talking about? You need five before the seven. She has 5 years. Right? She got her period when she was what? What's the big kula of the Shach that you don't need five? So Dagom Ravava wants to answer the Shach. Ulai Kavanasek Shloyosa Nida Kaidam Laria. It's the first Ria she ever saw. Gabisula Sharasa Pamri Shaina. Right, they used to get married when they were 13 years old or 14, right? They got married at a younger age. So Yeshkayach, the Shas Kula is for a woman never ever saw Dam. She's tar. And now she sees Dam Pabri Shaina, Vadata Isa Basulas Damin, a Manika, or a woman who's nursing, Shaisatara Ba'is Mises Baila, Varasaata Pamrishan. She had gone to the mikvah, now it could be 2 years later, she sees the first time, Achavdal Chaydish. She's not going to get married within Chavdal Chaydish. But after the Chavdal Chaydish, she sees Dam the first time. Very important. He says that a woman who got a period, let's say her husband was out of town for 2 months. Her husband was away for 2 months. Well, her husband was in jail for 2 months. So she got a period. She didn't go to mikvah. She went to the mikvah. Her husband's not here. So she gets a period. And she goes through the month. Next month she gets a period again. Such a woman doesn't need 5 and 7. Because she's a nida for 30 days already. She's asura bibia already for this whole period of time. She's asa isakaris. If a woman who sees dam, even if she clears up, she doesn't go to the mikvah, she remains in isakaris. Zakta dogumar vava, that's pashit. If she became a nida and she did not go to the mikvah, so she sees dam again, she doesn't need 5 and 7. As soon as she sees dam, she could start shivin the kiyim. As long as she clears up, she could start shivin the kiyim immediately.
This is the source for your idea that a woman
is a very short. That's the source for it. All right. So you understand Dogam Ravav. Now Ravav is saying that if from the woman time a woman sees dam until she goes to the mikvah is more than 5 days, even if it's a year, and she cleared up and now she's bleeding again, she doesn't need 5. There's no such thing as plentishe pazera. So for Kala, nowadays, there's never such a thing as 5. We teach them to do 5 because of a light plug. Most of the time when they get the period anyway, they bleed for many days. But when it's needed, Yisicha don't need the 5 and the 7. Now, the issue of this sif comes up by women who have infertility issues because their ovulation period is before they can get to the mikveh. A woman, from the time she gets her period, needs 12 days to go to the mikveh. She clears up, she has 5 and 7. There are women who ovulate, let's say, after 10 days. And that's their ovulation period, that's the fertile time. And by the time they go to the mikveh, it's already passed. And they have infertility issues, which in the medical literature is called religious infertility, they call it. That it's infertility for religious reasons. So the Shaila, now today they use estrogen to push off the ovulation, and it's already pretty much Baduk Medusa. There are actually 2 or 3 types of ways of pushing off the period. Dr. Babbage was nice enough to give me a pile of literature on the topic, but it seems because when you give estrogen it also causes more mucus, which blocks the cervical canal, could stop the tasha from being kailed. So it needs a doctor to supervise. But Lamaisa today, they have ways of pushing off the ovulation, but let's ignore that. Ramaisa's tshuva on the topic is written in Tavshin Yud in 1950. His first tshuva, the second tshuva he has in Chelik Beis, was written 12 years later. Tshuvas on what to do for such a woman who has this problem with an early ovulation. So before I get to Ramesh's tshuva, the Har Tzvi of Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about a woman who has, let's say, a 20-day period. She ovulates day 10, and she's not tar. So his eitza is this Dogum Ravava. Shetitvail l'seirugin. She should go to the mikveh every other period. In other words, she gets a period January 1st, and 5 days later she goes to the mikveh. 5 days later she can catch shiva nikiyim. And a week later, go to the mikveh. But it's going to be after she ovulated. It's not going to be a fertile time. So he says, don't go to the mikveh on day 12. On day 20, she'll get a period again. Now, if on day 21 or 22 she clears up, she can start shivin the kiyum. Because now she's tummy, she had 20 days, more than 5 days, that she was tummy. So now, she titful asirugin, she could be tivul every other month. And then she'll be able to go to the mikveh in a fertile time. So that's the easier eitzah. No, Dom Ravava, no, no. Slav Davka, the Dom Ravava is asking on the Shach. Why do you need a reason she had no husband? Even without that reason, the fact that she's tummy from last time, she hasn't gone to the mikvah. Dom Ravava is saying that that's an independent reason. What? The Ramah is that she's married, and she was able to do tashmish. So what guys, like Shimsha to Shimsha. But in a time that she was also Nida, the Ravava assumes that that doesn't apply. Now here, so that's Eitzah number one. Now let's say that Eitzah, for whatever reason, is not a good Eitzah. Shaila is what the other options might be. About being Mekel in the five, being Mekel in the seven. Now, being Mekel in Shiva Nikiyim, we're not Mekel. She needs 7 clean days. Ramesha writes in his Tshuva, he's writing Tshuva in 1950 to obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Canton, Ohio. The Rabbanim and all the sticks that were tremendous Talmud Chacham, that I don't say today they're not, but anyway, you can see from his Tshuva, he writes, he has his own Lomdisha Cheshbainais. Why maybe it can be Mekel and Shiva Nikiyim, but he says Avshanu Medamin Leinasa Maisa. He doesn't have a Makar and Paiskim, and he doesn't want to write the reason. He says, when you visit me, I'll discuss it with you. But he's not willing. Ramesh is not willing to be Mekel on the Shiva Nikiyim. The question is on the five. On Shiva Nikiyim you need. Now it's interesting. The Shoyel, this Rav from Canton, Ohio, Rebbe Liazri, his name was. So he writes a cheshbon to be Mekel. He says, Ashiv and Nikiyim are the Rabbanim. A woman's not a Zava. A Rava, take the calendar. Because she's not a Zava, it's a Rabbanim. We find that for Puravu, you're allowed to be Mishachar and Eved, which is Nisid Eraisa, Leilam Bem Tavaydu. You're allowed to be Mishachar and Eved, who's a Chasi Eved, Chasi Ben Chayrin. Right? An Eved can be Kai Puravu with a Shivcha. But if he's a Chasi Eved, Chasi Ben Chayrin, he cannot. So we find that because Puravu is a mitzvah rabba, we'd say you could be Ivan Lailam Bam Tavaidu and be Mishachar, you believe to be Mishachar. Because it's a mitzvah rabba, the Lashon Gemara, so we allow it. So he says the same Puravu, let's be Mekel and Shiva Nikiyim, which is a Drabbanan, to be Mekayim Puravu. That's his only Shaila is that there, the woman is not mitzvah Puravu. She's being Mekel for the husband. So the same thing, the one who's Meshachar the Eved, it's not his Puravu, it's the Eved's Puravu. So we have to let somebody be over in a mitzvah kala, so somebody else should be Mekayim, a mitzvah rabba.
You can marry somebody else.
You can marry someone else. You can marry someone else. She may not see that as a viable option, I'm not sure.
How about
the Safralah is only when she's a Zava. Safrala, right? I mean, a Torah neither does need Safrala, only a Zava. And we know she's not a Zava. So Moshe, in his answer, writes, first of all, that we don't nem on this klal, that we people do Averis and the Cheshbon of Mitzvahs. And there he writes this rule that a Drabbanon is as Chomer as the Dereisa for which it's written. And the Drabbanon's of Nida, that's why they're so Chomer, and there's a Drabbanon, Agabi Drabbanon, says Nida. There's a Sakaris and the Pagam in Klal Yisrael. That's why it's more Chomer. There's actually another Nakuda. There is a Ran in Gittin that Rashi doesn't allude to, but there's a Ran in Gittin that says, La'ilam bem tavaydu, the Issa Shichver is Osir when it's done for a Taivas Ha'evet. The Gemara says, was it Rav Gamliel? That was Rav Shachar and Evet to make a minion. He needed a tenth person for minion. So there's Meshachar in Eved. What did he need a minion for? So the Rishayim clear. The Rosh says that Yesh Mei Rabba Kaddish is a Mitzvah Dereisa. The Kaddish Moi Barabim. He did it for Kaddish. Others say it was a Parsha Zachar. But be that as it may, how can he be Meshachar? It should be an Avera. So the Ran learns, he learns it into the Gemara, that Lailam Em Tavaydu is like Leisechonim. Now do it as a Taiva for the Eved. But if you're doing it for your own good, you want to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, there's no isser of being Meshachar. So the Rani Gittin says a similar thing when you're Meshachar, so you should, so to be for Ki and Pur Ravu, not to Taiva to the Eved, there's no question. But you're not doing it because you want to be nice to the Eved, you're doing it because the Rabbeinu Shlalom created the world, L'Shevis Yetzara, and therefore that could be a cheshbin, which is unique to Loilam Beb Tavaydu, and has nothing to do with Zava and Nida, is a unique reason. What? So he's saying that this doesn't apply. That's the what he says. This does not apply. At all. It's not an Aveira. You're being Meshachrer for a different reason, not for a Taiva. You see, the Gemara is in Brachos, the Gemara is in Gittin. The one Gemara says it's a Mitzvah Bava Aveira, one doesn't. He's explaining why it might not be. But at any rate, this is the Shivan Akiyim, Rav Moshe is not Mekel. He says that they came to me many times, and they came to Rav Henke many times, and we pushed them off, we don't answer, and we can't find place to be Mekel. What about the 5 and 7? The 5th day were Mekel because of the Shloah. We're not going to get to the Shloah today. I tell you, there are two major kulas, the Bach and the Shloah. So we're going to learn the Shloah Mi Yitzah Hashem. The Shloah is Nageah to everybody. It could come up. It could come up even this week when it's a Yom Tov, if it comes up. But the Shloah says to Mekel on the 5th day, it's easier to be Mekel. So to go back to 4 and 7, it's easier to be Mekel. To be Mekel in the 4, so that already takes a little bit of break to places. And Rav Moshe is Mekel, if a woman can clear up, even on the 4, if Loi Shimsha, in other words, this last Chumrah of the Ramah, which is Loi Shimsha Atu Shimsha, he's Mekel on Loi Shimsha to take off this last Chumrah. So we know for sure she's not paying like the Shechva Zera. So he's Mekel not only on the 5th day, which everyone's Mekel, but even on the first 4 days. Now what?
Without the Hartzvi.
Without the Hartzvi. He doesn't even mention the Hartzvi. So he's Mekel. I've had
the whole 4.
Well, she has to clear up, so it's not going to happen instantly. Right. But he's Mekel on the 4. I've had the Shiloh come up, and I tell people to go ask Reb David. Because I know Reb David's going to say, I don't want that couples should be quick to be Mekel on the 5 and 7. And I've had the Shiloh come up with women who have needed to have the IVF done, fresh sperm, at a certain time of the month. And I tell them, go ask Reb David, because I just want it to be a Dovah Chava by them. I know Reb David will tell them to be Mekel, which happens every time. But, it's sort of a way of telling them, it's not so cool, the dick. I tell them, I don't have places to be Mekel, but go to Reb David, and you get through. So, but this is Ramesh's Kula for the case of a person of fertility. He's not Mekel in Shiv Nikiyim, but he's Mekel on the 5 on the last Chumrah. Now, you can count 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, whatever it takes to clear up. Now, let me just tell you the Shloah's Kula. It's Nayig on a Yom Tov, although it'll be too late because you have to have a week's advance notice to know this Kula. There are times that we're Marchik Chafifa Mitfila. There are times when a woman is Tayvel, and I'll give you a simple example, we'll see the Shloah's example next week. But let's say a woman's Mikvah night, this week Yom Tov is Wednesday, Thursday. Let's say a woman has to go to the Mikvah Wednesday night. So on Yom Tov, you can't do all the preparations. So we do the preparations Erev Yom Tov, that's called Chafifa. And then the 7th day is the first day of Shavuos. And then night of Shavuos, she does whatever you're allowed to do on Yom Tov without it being a Malacha. And then she goes to the Mikvah. We call that being Marchik Chafifa Mitzvila. The Shloah writes that rather than being Marchik Chafifa Mitzvila, better just do 4 and 7. In other words, a week ago, we started the Shiva Nikiyim. He would have said, if you see if Shiva Nikiyim is going to bring you to a mikveh night this Wednesday night, normally you've done a Hefsek Tara last Wednesday night and gone to the mikveh this Wednesday night. The Chumrah of the 5th day is such, it's not so Chumrah, that if you're going to be Marchik Chafifa Mitfila, better do 4 and 7.
Even if
it's Debiyah, but not Ben Hashmashas. Friday night is not a problem. Maybe every month is Shabbos, and that we're going to see. If you look, you'll look in his Lashon. His case is, Ozi Aleil Tefila B'Leil Shabbos Sha'achar Yontif U'Mutar Sha'niyach U'Mrezuk De'el Karav Tefila L'Chafifa. That's what he says. And he says, Ayin Sidrei Tara De'Nir Olay De'Medin Kazeh Af B'Shim Shal Yesh L'Hatir. either shimsha but not shimsha ben ashmashes, but to be made. So there's the kula. So you have two kulas: the kula of the bach and the kula of the shloah. Now the shach is not maskim to the bach's kula of ein bayla b'yir. But we're going to see mitzvah Hashem next week. There are cases where we have tzerufim to be semech on the bach, and that's the next pischei tshuva.